Preparation to the daily lesson out of Bala Sulam, 600,000 souls. There is indeed only one soul in the world. Yet, saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. In other words, first the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul, and by the force of the Torah and the mitzvah, the body is cleansed, and to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines upon him. For this reason, two discernments were made in the corporeal body. In the first discernment, one feels one's soul as a unique organ, and does not understand that it is the whole of Israel. In the second discernment, the true light of the soul of Israel does not shine on him in all its illumination force, but only partially, by the measure he has purified himself by returning to the collective. The sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual, for one depends on the other. And at that time he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam HaRishon, since the body has been cleansed, and it is entirely dedicated to Havaya, and does not pose any measures and screens, and is completely included in the whole of Israel.
Desire to receive, that's the material of the creature, which was created by the light, must go through changes according to what we learn. And then how it starts happening to us, we start seeing that all the changes are only in the intention on the desire to receive. And the desire to receive doesn't change. But by the preparations in the worlds of Akenabia, it reaches a state that it appears in us in small doses, from light to heavy to coarse, in all kinds of ways, that specifically by the changes and by the gradual changes, we can correct it instead of the intention in order to receive, to have the intention in order to bestow with the help of the reforming light. He who is able to change, to yearn for his kavanah to change, those reshimot awaken in him, and he starts realizing them in one way or another. And that's called Yeshar Kel. That's why there really isn't anything in this world, there isn't the term Israel, it's only a spiritual term that a group of people that are going through that changing in kavanah from receiving to bestowing, that's what they are called. And in them, desires awaken that we can already work on them, we can already correct the kavanah on those desires. And by using all means that we learn about. In Tariag, 613 parts, in every detail in detail that connects to the whole, to the general, he corrects himself in order to bestow. Because in order to bestow means that he connects to the whole. Or to bestow in order to bestow, or to receive in order to bestow. And in that way, he corrects himself by Torah, the reforming light, meaning that he corrects his intention and the mitzvot, the deeds, or the commands, that each part that he corrects in that in whatever awakens, that is called a mitzvah. And that's why, that's how we correct ourselves. So there's two stages, as he tells us. Two discernments. The first, where you still don't feel anything, that you're still as a beast, meaning you have no intention towards the correction, in awareness, in forces, in any kind of overcoming, understanding, with his own efforts. That's still called a beast because he lives according to his natural instincts as the still vegetative and animate levels. Once he starts rejecting life that come by, that come from above, he doesn't want to be activated, but he wants to take part in his development, in control, understanding, awareness, in to be part of it. From this moment on, he becomes Adam, one who resembles the Creator. Obviously, there are a lot of changes in this process that he agrees and he doesn't agree, and so on. In receiving the path, but is already called Adam, that he is advancing on two feet, two legs, towards the goal, to resemble the Creator. That's why he's already called Adam, and we learn that the Adam, as it is written in the Torah, it's one structure, one desire that is all that corrected himself in the intention to bestow. That Adam, that was as an example, that system of desire to receive in order to bestow, which was priorly, it's called the first state in himself. It's the Creator's made creation. It's called an angel because it's not from his own understanding or awareness. He just follows his desire till he was shattered and divided into 60 pieces. Actually, 600,000 pieces. Supposedly, that's how we call the intensity of the unity. And all those pieces are in each and every one of us, and we need to correct them, and every correction is in unity. That's why that state in the relation between those pieces called Arvut is our main inclination towards the correction that is obligated on the whole Kli. And obviously in the Kli there's also levels of still vegetative and animate. The first, the second and third levels of coarseness that we have to correct, they are all corrected in Prinat Dalit, in the fourth discernment. Because once Prinat Dalit corrects herself, all the other components that put her together, well, the decision, the everything is felt there in Prinat Dalet, not in the previous Prinot, because as we say, the still vegetative and animate, they can't feel that awareness. Same, we don't feel that awareness in those discernment that are in us. And once we correct the level of Adam in us, the speaking level, then all those parts, what has part of every discernment and correction, they all connect, and that is called that they ascend and descend with the level of Adam. Because you also can't correct Prinat Dalet without the first three Prinot. That's how we advance. That's why there is no more than one soul, one desire that we always return to, Malchut Ein Sof, and everything that seems to us that there's many, many prinot, discernments, it's all only during our work in the incomplete state. Completeness, wholeness, perfection is only one. It's the adhesion of the Creator and the creature. And on behalf of the creature, when we prepare ourselves to that state, the relation of all those parts that prepare themselves to Dvikut, adhesion with the Creator, that is called Arvut. That we learn to never let go of the upper light. The correction is only on behalf of the vessels, on our intentions to bestow. And those desires appear to us according to our ability to aim them in order to bestow. That's why we only have to think about the matter of our correction. And that is called Alvut. A state that we have to think how we constantly, how we have to think how we go back from 60,000 souls to one soul, is the condition of Alvut dwelling in all the shattered pieces. Because then in that condition, they become corrected. Well, let's go to the lesson.